with no shoes on your feet, just getting your toes dirty, skipping stones on the loop. And I did not cry till you wandered away. Now you're hiding with the shameful soul, and shy of what you've done sends shivers through your bones. Now that you've seen all the dirt on your toes, you don't know where to go or where to run. To come find me in a mountain stream, to cool your bones and bring your peace. If your burden's full, can't find the morning light. I'm here tonight. You're gonna stumble until you're knee deep in the water, with your chest heaving and those tears on your face, and then blame you. Though you don't feel your soul or see the sun, come find me in a mountain stream, cool your bones and bring your peace. If your burden soul can't find the find me, I'll set your mind at ease. Your aching soul is gonna make it home. There's one thing I believe. Come find me, I'll set your mind at ease. Your aching soul, make it home. It's one thing I feel. Come on back home. It's gonna be alright. These open arms are a welcome sight. Your burdened soul can't find the morning light.
Please stand as able and join me in the call to worship. Lead a life worthy of the calling to which you are called. Lead a life worthy of your calling, a life filled with service and meekness. Lead a life which reflects your calling, that life of peace grounded in the Spirit. Live a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
Loving God, thank you for this new day and a chance to worship you in humility and love. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts and lead us to better know you and glorify you. We thank you for all the ways you are present in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please be seated. Let us join together and confess our sins before God and neighbor. Let us pray. God of unity and love, place within each of us a spirit of hope and community. Have mercy upon us when we speak without love or act without humility. Cleanse us with the living water of your grace. Create in us willing hearts to live in patience and gentleness. Raise us up to be your children, growing towards maturity in faith and love. Strengthen this church that we may be a model of ministry and unity for all the world to see.
Believe the good news. We serve a God of unity and love, and he forgives us of our shortcomings. Remember, my fellow Christians, be patient, be gentle, be humble, and be loving. Amen.
I invite all the children to come forth for the children's sermon, and today we'll be collecting pennies for hunger.
Thank you for all you have done for us.
Thank you for helping us and teaching us to serve you in your name.
Thank you for helping us and teaching us to serve you in your name.
And we promise to worship and do everything in your name.
Promise to worship and do everything in your name.
In Jesus Christ we pray.
Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, children's church is this way if you want to go to children's church. Okay.
Each one of them is going to read you.
God is everything to me. Sorry about that. Okay. God is everything to me and is always with me. There is only one God and three persons, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All three persons have been here forever and will always be here. God has many attributes, some of which are communicable and some that are incommunicable. He is perfect and eternal. God is the creator of everything and is everywhere at all times. He is always with me in any situation, and knowing this helps me to never be afraid. Jesus is the Son of God who came to earth in human form and died on the cross for our sins. He is the only human to have died, rose again, and went to heaven never to die again. Jesus will return one day, but it is not known by anyone except God when that day will be. The Holy Spirit is a person called God and Lord. The Holy Spirit helps believers and guides us in the right way. The church is where people go to worship God. The church is called to help others and do God's work here on earth. We are called to love one another and live by God's word. I am called to be God's servant and live my life according to him. My faith is important to me, and I do not like doing the wrong things. God sent his only son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, and this shows me just how much he loves me and everyone else. I want to show him how much I love him by living my life right and being a servant to him in any way. I like to live out my faith and practice what I believe in. Thank you.
God is everything. He's the Son of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Father. Jesus is the Son of God. The Holy Spirit is the God. The church is the place where we can worship God in the church. I come to church to worship the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I believe that God is always there to strengthen me through Christ when things are tough. Thank you.
Good morning. This church has brought me closer to God in my heart and my mind by showing me how to serve others and to always show faith. As a church, we are supposed to listen to his words and serve him. So, who is God? God is our Father and Creator. He is who gave us the gift of life. He will always be there. He is our Alpha and Omega. He also gave us his Son, Jesus, to give us a second chance. He took all of our sins away. He sacrificed his life for our sins. And for that, we should be eternally grateful. Speaking of the Father and the Son, I've never imagined who the Holy Spirit is. I never really thought how the Holy Spirit has impacted my life. But when I learned more about it, I learned it affects me every single day. What I learned is the Holy Spirit is the presence of God inside of us. When we hear God, we hear the Holy Spirit in us telling us to serve God and praise God in everything we do. I believe the Holy Spirit is the voice inside me, helping me and encouraging me. I also think of the question, what am I called to do? Whenever I think of this question, I think immediately of serve God. But as I think deeper, I think of the ways that I could serve God, which makes me thankful for the opportunities this church gives me to serve, like serving the community, spreading the word to different places when we travel, going to Massanetta, and even coming to church and confessing my problems to God. So I want to say thank you to this church and everyone in it for giving me the opportunities to serve God and to show my faith and spread it, and his word to anyone who needs it. Like in Micah 6:8, it says, "And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" Thank you.
God is the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and he is the maker of heaven and earth. Jesus is the Son of God who is given mortality and who died for us. The Holy Spirit is the third in the Trinity and exists in every person as well as in heaven and everywhere else. The church is the people who worship God and spread the word of God rather than the place where we worship. And we, as members of the church, are called to spread awareness about Christianity to those who may not know. I specifically am served to call am called to serve God in any way that I can, and my faith determines who I'm going to be in the future.
God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the Son of God. The Holy Spirit is God. The church is a place you go to worship. The church is called to help people, worship people, and spiritual guidance. I'm called to serve God, and my faith needs me. I believe that no matter what happens, God will always be there with me.
Now you think about what if I asked you to write out your personal statement of faith and then stand up here and read it. It's hard to do. So let's express our thanks.
O God, creator of heaven and earth, please teach us to see your love and grace through everything that you do, and strengthen us with your everyday goodness and grace. Please inspire us, Lord, to always do our best no matter the consequences. In Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Our scripture reading today comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 2 through 3. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. And now I want to invite Lauren Bartley and McNeil Johnston to come reflect.
Good morning, y'all. For as long as I can remember, I've been attending Grand Presbyterian Church. I can remember participating in the children's musical, Christmas pageant, vacation Bible school, acolyting, walking up and down these aisles collecting pennies for hunger, and going to children's church. I can remember being both excited and scared about getting old enough to join the youth group, but the day finally arrived when I could. For the past 7 years, I've been blessed to be a part of a special family, full of many amazing individuals that support each other, laugh and cry together, have fun, work side by side, and show God's love. This family is also known as my GPC youth group. When I started coming to youth group in sixth grade, I didn't realize that these people would become my best friends that I'd be spending most of my Sundays and summers with. Looking back over my years in youth group, I've had some amazing experiences that could definitely be described as life-changing. I went to Massanutta Springs Middle School Conference for the first time and fell in love with it, knowing that I wanted to come back as an enabler once I aged out, which I'll be doing again this summer. Fast forward to high school, as a rising freshman, I went on my first summer mission trip across North Carolina. I was the youngest one on the trip, and every person who went made me feel like I belonged and was a part of the group. We had so much fun, but also managed to accomplish a lot on that trip. I still have a scar on my leg from one of the construction sites that we helped out with. 2 years later, our mission trip to New York was my first big girl trip I had ever taken. It was also my first ride on a plane, which I loved so much that I planned to get my pilot's license one day. On this trip, I learned a lot about myself and the world, and much more about people in need. One morning, there was a hungry man on the subway, and I gave him my leftover breakfast sandwich. He asked where I was from. I said, North Carolina. He said, home of the Tar Heels. I said, no, actually, Blue Devils. This past year, we went to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. One of our projects was at a school for underprivileged kids called St. James. We worked there for 2 days doing yard work and planting their vegetable garden for the school lunch. On the last day, we went to the cafeteria and met a few of the children who attend the school. They shook each of our hands and told us that they were blessed that we came and helped. Later that day, we got to play with them during recess. We taught them how to play elbow tag, a very famous and fun game played at Massanutta. We'd love to teach all of you sometime. We started out with just a few couple boys and girls, more and more joined and got the hang of it. The smiles didn't leave their faces. This is what I love about mission trips, making a difference in people's lives and showing God's love. I'm so grateful to have had my fellow senior, also known as my best friend, McNeil Johnston, there with me every step of the way. She was my first friend at GPC, and we have been through so much together on this journey. I'm glad to have the opportunity to share just a few of my memories from GPC Youth Group that I will take with me to the next step of life. I've had so many opportunities that I would never have had without this church. The support and encouragement that you all give to us inspires us to step out of our comfort zone to serve God by serving others. Our theme for today is Ephesians 4, verses 2 to 3. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. These verses perfectly sum up our youth group. Every time we do mission work, in another state or even locally, we act humbly, gentle, patient, and loving to everyone we come in contact with, each one of us. We're a family, a group of very best friends. This could only be a gift from God. The past 7 years flew by, but I have a strong feeling that this is exactly where I was meant to be. I'll be attending ECU in the fall. I plan to major in pediatric nursing. My love for working with children in the medical field is something that I feel God calls me to do. Words don't do justice for the many blessings this church and youth group have given me. Everything I have learned, I will take with me to the next step of life. I'll be miles away, but this church will remain my home. GPC has a special place in my heart. Thank you all for everything you've done for me. As the Bible says in Philippians verse 1-3, I thank God for every remembrance of you.
Wipe my eyes real quick. Good morning. It's crazy to me that this will be my last Youth Sunday, and that after 7 years of being in the youth group and 18 years of being a member at Grand Presbyterian, I finally get to give my senior sermon. I still feel so little because I've spent so much of my childhood in this church, And hearing Lauren recount so many of the opportunities and experiences we've had makes so many memories come rushing back to me and makes me all the more nostalgic. Recently, I had to write an essay for an English class about why I thought large numbers of young people are leaving the church and abandoning religion. And the more research I did, the more disheartened I became. I saw that organized religion is often portrayed so negatively in the media today, and I read articles that explain that extremists are largely responsible for this trend. Certain religious groups that promote hate, rhetoric, and even violence are largely to blame. The media doesn't typically report on the day-to-day good causes supported by Christian churches all over the world. You probably won't ever see a headline on a network news channel that says, Graham Youth Group hands out cash cards and serves at homeless shelter, but that doesn't mean what we do here on a daily basis is not important. What we do in this church for other people is life-changing. Imagine, each week on Sunday morning, when a hungry child opens their kitchen cabinet to find no food, they remember the backpack that was packed and provided by all of you. That's important. Imagine the family who is struggling at the bedside of a sick loved one and is suddenly calmed by receiving your prayers. That's important. Imagine a mother or father who is struggling to make ends meet and has nothing to feed their children for supper. They're told about our little pantry outside, built by our Girl Scouts and filled with food by you. That's important. I couldn't for one second think about abandoning my church or my beliefs. Rather than give in to media and a bad reputation and leave an institution that is often mischaracterized, I'm charging ahead into a sea of millennials, standing strong as a Christian, out to prove them wrong. I could never abandon the place that has given me so much knowledge or provided me with such a place to belong. Graham Presbyterian is my second home, my big happy church family. It's where I developed a lot of my leadership skills and where I shaped my view of the world. It's the reason I am who and where I am at such a pivotal point in my life. The Graham Presbyterian congregation, especially today, is full of my best friends and closest advisors, the people that I love and care about the most. After considering all this, I started to think about all the things that I've learned these past 18 years and why having a religion was such a blessing. All the lessons I have learned are valuable and relevant, and I've really begun to apply them in my life away from church, contemplating exactly how to make them relevant to whatever situation I'm in. Thinking about this again, I asked myself, now that I'm heading off to college and a completely new reality, what are the most important things that I've learned that I can share with the world? Well, first, Christianity gives us all hope. Christians have a purpose to carry out Christ's teachings in life. We have hope of an afterlife. Hope gives us assurance that with Christ in our lives, we have strength and we're never alone. Psalm 121, verse 7 reminds us this. The Lord will keep you from harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. I have hope because God is always near, and that makes me feel strong. Secondly, I've learned that love is the answer. I know this is cliche, and it's the title of many songs and on many bumper stickers, but however cliche and simple it is, love really is the answer. How can we ever go wrong showing love wherever we go? One of the most troubling revelations I had when I was researching that writing assignment was, how could a religion that worships the same God that I do teach hate? In all of my experiences here at Massanetta, Montreat, or any of our youth group adventures, I've never been taught or asked to hate. Never, not once. We are challenged, if anything, to love and forgive, even beyond what could be considered reasonable. Jesus tells us in John 13, verses 34 and 35, so now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Let me tell you something. This youth group exudes love. When we are just in our youth room, listening and sharing, or when we're traveling far away doing mission work, we love. We all love and care for each other, bonded by our love for Christ. And those two things are a catalyst for how we carry out mission work together and share God's love with those in need. I also believe that the love we all feel is a testament to this church, and that we all feel supported and loved so much by this congregation. I think the verse we've chosen for today gives the perfect example of what I'm talking about. Let me read it again for you. Ephesians 4, 2 through 3. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Here's some context for this scripture for you. The Apostle Paul writes this letter and lists the four traits of humility, gentleness, patience, and the ability to love wholeheartedly to be characteristics of someone who is Christ-like. Paul tries to encourage the people of Ephesus, who he's writing the letter to take their old lives and make them new. He tells them that now that they know about Jesus and how he has provided them with gracious gifts, all he wants in return is service and love. This is Christianity. This theology is what I've put my firmest beliefs in. The Lord has given me forgiveness and mercy, and in exchange, all I have to do is be a good person. But I'm proud to be part of a church that has taught me nothing but love, acceptance, and service, all falling in line with this simple exchange. I'm going to read you Ephesians 4, just one more time, from my favorite translation, which is called The Message. In light of all this, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get out there and walk, better yet, run, on the road God called you to travel. I don't want any of you sitting around on your hands. I don't want anyone strolling off down some path that goes nowhere. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline, not in fits and starts, but steadily, pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love, alert at noticing differences, and quick at mending fences. As I move forward into the next chapter of my life, I'll take with me all of the things that this verse encompasses. I'll continue to look for places to continue to grow as a Christian. I'll be attending Appalachian State in the fall, and I've already committed to participate in PECM, which is the Presbyterian Episcopal Campus Ministry there. I'll continue to seek opportunities to serve Christ by doing mission work and sharing Christ's love in my community. The lessons I've learned in this church will continue to resonate with me for the rest of my life. I want to read you something before Lauren and I finish up with some signing. A thank you to everyone for everything you've done for me. So, dear Cram Presbyterian, thank you. Thank you to my family who brought me here when I was born and had me baptized in Christ in this very sanctuary. Thank you for bringing me up faithfully and nurturing my faith to grow up as a believer. Thank you to this whole congregation, my big happy church family. Thank you all for supporting my growth and my mission work. Thank you for listening to all we have to say every Youth Sunday, even though it takes a little longer than we're all used to. Your prayers, love, and support matter to me, and they're felt, not just when we're at church, but always. Thank you to every nursery volunteer who held me while my parents took some much-needed respite worshiping in big church. Your hugs and comfort while my parents were away were my introduction to what it meant to have that church family. Thank you to all the Children's Church volunteers for providing me an appropriate place to worship when my impulse control was not fully developed. Children's Church was where I really learned that learning was fun. We learned Bible stories, sang songs, did crafts, played games, and ate snacks. How we all loved snacks. Here, I learned that our church had a popcorn machine, and I was introduced to VeggieTales, the best way to see a Bible story in action. Thank you for showing me the VeggieTales rendition of the Book of Esther. I can still sing every song from that video, and I very strongly believe that learning that story inspired me to be a powerful, God-fearing woman who stands up for what she believes in. Thank you to all my Sunday school teachers. Thank you. Thank you. Sunday school is where I developed a real knowledge for the Bible. The lessons we were given every week allowed me to possess a wealth of knowledge from a very early age. Thank you to each and every Vacation Bible School volunteer and teacher. VBS was where I really learned how exciting it can be to celebrate God's love. The music, recreation, and the lessons I've experienced have all impacted me, helping me grow and be excited about the grace God gives me. I still remember my very first vacation Bible school when I was 2, singing about Mallory the Gallery Mouse. She was the mascot, and we learned about God's great gallery of works, which is our beautiful world. Thank you to every wonderful Wednesday volunteer for teaching me how to express my love for Christ through music, drama, handbells, and singing. I developed my inner diva here, participating in many musicals over the years. This was always one of my favorite church activities because it largely revolved around music and starring in a play. Thank you to all of our youth volunteers. I truly, honestly believe that there is a special place in heaven for anyone that works with teenagers. This group of youth at Grand Presbyterian are truly my family. The volunteers that help us complete mission work and travel with us to retreats have helped provide us with life-changing opportunities. You've allowed us to see and feel things that are making us more sensitive and more tolerant, not only as Christians, but as human beings. You've allowed us to bond and grow and develop deep connections with each other that will last forever. Thank you to the senior members of our church. I've never liked the term elderly. I prefer super adults. So here's to our super adult members for showing the youth of the church how it's done. Thank you for defining for us what commitment looks like. Thank you for teaching us that we have a future as investors in Christ. And thank you for giving us something to aspire to. Thanks to my youth group. All of you individually have made my life better, whether it was laughing with me, crying with me, or praying with me. The love I felt from you is unlike any other. My senior partner, Lauren, thank you for all that stuff too. You're beautiful inside and out, and you mean the world to me. App and ECU have no idea who they're messing with. Thank you to the clergy, elders, staff, and committee members of this church. You've kept our church home beautiful, and you've dedicated yourselves to our worship and our other events that all contributed to my development as a person and a growing Christian. Each and every minute that you have given to this church have paid off in a million ways you probably never imagined. I look around this sanctuary and remember so many things that I experienced growing up. I remember gazing up as a small child and looking at the gorgeous wooden beams, thinking of how they resembled a big spider. The gorgeous multicolored stained glass windows and our pipe organ have been big characters in my weekly worship state of mind. Walking into this breathtaking building every week is always a privilege. The church is more than just a building. It's God's house. It's a safe haven. It's a home. Thank you. I love you all.
Keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every victory.
Gracious God, may your spirit give strength to all your people as they work and witness in your work. Unite us in your truth and love, and help us to show your love to others. We especially pray for all people, for the church, for this congregation, its mission and ministry, for the healing of the earth, for peace and justice in the world, for nations and leaders, for our local community, for the poor, for the lonely, and for all who need healing. Guide us, O God, by your Holy Spirit, that all of our prayers and all of our lives may serve your will and show your love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.
This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Ooh. Tonight.
the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hands. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ.
Gracious God, please accept these gifts of our tithes and offerings so that we may continue to share your love and light with those around us. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The hymn that we're getting ready to sing is Prince of Peace. It's a little different than what we normally do. If you see in the bulletin in the worship guide, it says piano side of sanctuary and organ side of sanctuary. So if you're on the piano side, please sing that verse. And if you're on the organ side, please sing that verse. This side will start out, you are holy. And then, you're repeating the first four verses. And then you'll start singing at the same time, okay? I think, or maybe eight verses, but we'll sing it twice, so if you're not comfortable the first time, feel free to join in when you feel comfortable. Thank you. It's an awesome song, and we sing it at Massanetta and Montreat, so the youth love it.
You are worthy,
worthy.
As you leave, remember to go in service for the Lord. Encourage one another daily to lead lives worthy of God and walk together in service and humility. Let your words and your lives be one in Christ. Depart this week and every week, worshiping the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
All right, I just ask you, let's give these youth a round of applause. What you heard today is from the heart. They are a fabulous group. They're easy. They're simple, sometimes rambunctious and rowdy when you're trying to be serious. But they are a great group of kids. I'm proud of them. And I would also like to recognize one person at this time, Suzanne Catalano. She's sitting on the front row. Suzanne has been here every Sunday night, I think, for the last year or two, with exception of one. She comes and she volunteers her time. She puts her heart and soul in these kids. She loves them as much as I do. But I never had to ask her to do anything. She just does it. So I appreciate her so much. She's a blessing to them and to Graham Presbyterian Church. At this time, we're going to sing our last hymn. And then you may go down and start having... Just start the line. Don't wait on everybody. But the youth will sing the first two verses. They are not printed in the program. So they're going to sing the first two verses, and then when they start exiting the building, the congregation will join in on the third verse. Thank you.
Come thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. That day when freed from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed then in blood-washed linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry, take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I am constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here is my heart. Oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.